This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, November 14th. Boy, did we have a choppy week of trading last week. It was sharply up, sharply down, and the markets really had not much to show for it by the end of the week. We had front month live cattle down 12 cents, front month feeders down 87 cents, but again, it doesn't really describe the kind of choppy price action that we had. On Friday, the back month live cattle started to break down. We had been trying to form some sort of a basing pattern, and on Thursday, market was sharply higher. Nice outside day higher after barely putting in a new low for the move. Looked like we were going to get that momentum going back up to the upside, and then not only gave it all back on Friday, but even more so, and closed into a new low for this move. So it's just a kind of a head-snapping type of price action, especially in live cattle. Feeders were a little more subdued, but we did have a strong day up on Thursday, only to give it all back and more on Friday. In the cash trade, pretty quiet. We had the Fed trade averaging around 152, which is unchanged on the week. Dressed at 241 was down one on the week. That data is accurate through Thursday. We didn't have a report on Friday because of the Veterans Day holiday. So box beef values, we don't have any info on that. The feeder cattle index is sitting at 175.46, and that was down 5 cents from Thursday. So for the most part, the cattle markets, I think, the cash trade had been pretty steady coming into Friday. But it looks like Friday's pressure probably suggests that the cash market's going to start to be under some pressure. Normally, seasonally, we are working our way higher into early December, kind of preparing for the holiday season. My guess had been that that's what was going to happen, and it appeared to be following that pattern. But again, Friday's price action kind of belied that. If the market doesn't snap back right away like it had been doing earlier in the week, then maybe this seasonal price action is not going to pan out the way it typically does. We're still looking for some sort of a topping formation into early December, and then that will give us more of an indication of how the next month or two will go. But again, looking for some kind of a seasonal high, late Nov, early Dec, and then we'll start working way lower into the winter months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.